This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her. The Finance Minister termed the budget Yuva Shakti driven. She highlighted substantial strides in poverty reduction and improvement in the lives of country's people. She said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that BioPharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labour-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts.
I propose to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. This will help in global market linkage and branding. It will streamline and support training, skilling, quality of process and production. This will benefit our weavers, village industries, one district, one product, ODOP initiative and also our rural youth.
The government has decided to set up a high-level committee on banking for Viksit Bharat to comprehensively review the banking sector and to safeguarding financial stability, inclusion and consumer protection. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. She also announced that 3 dedicated chemical parks will be established to promote mining, processing, research and manufacturing. 7 high-speed rail corridors will be developed between Mumbai, Pune, Pune-Hyderabad, Hyderabad-Bengaluru, Hyderabad-Chennai, Chennai-Bengaluru, Delhi-Varanasi and Varanasi-Siliguri. Government will set up high-powered education to employment and enterprise standing committee to focus on the services sector as a core driver of Viksit Bharat. Basic customs duty has been exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. 3 new All India Institutes of Ayurveda will be established to prepare more skilled health personnel. Also, NIMHANS 2 will be set up and National Mental Health Institutes in Ranchi and Tejpur will be upgraded as regional apex institutions. Today's budget proposed to extend time to file revised return or belated return up to 31st of March following the tax year. Interest deduction against dividend and mutual funds income have been removed. The finance minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering Divyangjans and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeast regions to accelerate development and employment opportunities. A scheme will be launched for the development of Buddhist circuits in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Later, in a post-budget press conference in Delhi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the budget is the first one in the second quarter of the century, leading towards a vision for India to become a developed nation by 2047. The Finance Minister said the budget is aimed at Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Finance Minister added that in this year's budget, health has been given equal importance with special emphasis on mental health.
Primarily, we are looking at building the ecosystem with structural reforms which will go on with an aim to make sure that we create enough environment for improving productivity and making sure employment is generated. Also, we will ensure that technology is brought in to benefit the common man. And above all, with all this inclusive development, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, and that is why you heard me bringing in schemes which have good allocations for bringing better health facilities, and also making sure we are able to provide dignified opportunities for Divyangjan.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget, describing it as historic. In a video message, the Prime Minister said this budget is a foundation for the country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. He called it a Yuva Shakti budget, reflecting the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. He said this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum. And that is the end of this news bulletin.